In this lecture, we're going to look at temporary importation relief, or TI for short. TI gives duty relief for products that are only temporarily in the EU. To illustrate how it works, take the following scenario. You are an American film crew, and you have been hired to film the sequel to Notting Hill that is going to take place in the UK. You come over with all of your photographic and lighting equipment, but once the filming is over, you're going to return back to America taking your equipment with you. Do you have to pay any customs duties when you import your equipment, given that it does not permanently stay in the EU? Under normal rules, you would have to complete your import entry and pay your duty and import VAT. This is where temporary importation relief could help you out. First, we'll introduce the law. You will find the details of the relief in Articles 137 to 144 of the Code, and Articles 553 to 584 of the Implementing Regs. Article 137 of the Code sets the scene by telling us that TI will either give total relief or partial relief from customs duties. The types of duties this gives relief for are customs duties, specific duties, and anti-dumping duties. It does not give relief from excise duties. The relief is given for goods that are intended for re-export that have not undergone any change whilst being in the EU, except normal depreciation or repair or maintenance to keep them in good working order. Like most of the other reliefs that we have already seen, an authorization is needed. We will come on to the details on this in a minute, but just before we do, we'll cover one other very important point. Considering the relief has the word temporary in its title, it seems fair to assume that there is a limit on the amount of time that goods can remain in the EU. The length of time is determined by customs and is based on how long the goods are needed in the EU for their intended purpose. Usually, a maximum time limit of 2 years is set, but this can be extended in certain circumstances. You can find all of these points in Articles 138 and 140 of the Code. We have already said that TI gives either total relief or partial relief from duties. Before we get into the detail, let's take a quick look at how partial relief is calculated. Article 143 of the Code tells us that you calculate the duty that would have been payable on the goods if they had been released to free circulation and not to the temporary importation procedure. Imagine that we import goods into the UK, and if we had released them to free circulation, duty of £2,000 would have been payable. Note, at this point, import VAT must be paid. The importer will give security for any customs duties due, and for every month or part month the goods remain in the EU, 3% of the amount of duty is due and will be deducted from the security by customs. In our example, if the goods remain in the UK for 1 month, then 3% of £2,000, i.e. £60, will be payable. If our goods remain in the UK for 2.5 months, in total we will have paid £180. Effectively, what this means is that if goods stay in the EU for over 33 months, i.e. 2¾ years, then all the duty will have been paid. What if they stay in the EU for more than 33 months? For example, they are in the UK for 34 months. To calculate the duty, we take 3% times 34 months, times the £2,000 that was originally suspended, and that would give us £2,040. Do we have to pay the £2,040? No, we don't. Article 143, subsection 2, says that customs won't charge us any more than the original £2,000 due. So logically, the shorter the amount of time the goods remain in the EU, the lesser the amount of duty that is payable. We've seen how we calculate the relief. But what goods qualify for the relief? The answer is any goods, provided they are not consumable. Temporary importation relief either gives partial relief or total relief from duties. We've looked at partial relief, now we'll look at goods that qualify for total relief. Articles 555 to 578 of the Implementing Regs tell us what type of products will benefit from total relief. Note under total relief, import VAT does not need to be paid at the time of import. The importer will provide security for the duty and VAT due, which will be repaid or cancelled when the goods are re-exported. There are quite a few goods listed in the legislation. Look them up as we cover each of them. The first product listed is pallets. This covers the scenario where you are using pallets to transport goods and the pallets are never sold in the EU but travel back and forth. Secondly, containers. The logic behind this is the same as pallets, but there are some extra conditions that must be satisfied. They must show the identity of the owner, have identification marks on them, and also the country of origin. Thirdly, means of road, rail, air, sea, and inland waterway transport, where these are owned or registered outside the EU. Again, they are not going to remain in the EU or be sold here, so total relief should be granted. Personal effects and goods for use in sporting events could also be imported temporarily with total relief from duties. This is provided that they belong to travellers not normally resident in the EU. So, when we host the Olympic Games in 2012, we won't impose custom duties on the equipment that the participants bring in. Welfare materials for seafarers are listed next. Relief is also available for disaster relief material, medical, surgical and laboratory equipment, animals, and goods for use in frontier zones. And finally, like the illustration that we discussed in the first part of the lecture, sound, image or data-carrying media, publicity material, professional equipment, pedagogic material or scientific equipment receives total relief from duty. If you're wondering what pedagogic means, it covers teaching materials. We're only halfway through the list, but we'll stop for a minute to have a break. Have a go at the following examples to see what you've learned so far. Take a look at the questions on the screen. Four of them require you to decide if the statement is true or false. Type your answer in the blank boxes provided. One of the questions requires you to insert the missing number. Once you've attempted all the questions, hit the enter key. Consumable goods are ineligible for temporary import relief. That was true. Partial relief is calculated at 3% for each month. Goods cannot generally undergo processing whilst under the relief, so the statement was false. They may depreciate and therefore need maintenance to keep them in good working order. This is permitted. Personal effects of sportsmen can be imported with total relief, so that was true. And finally, goods can generally remain in the EU for a maximum 2 years. That was false. Back to our list of items that can benefit from total relief. Packings that are intended for re-exportation qualify for total relief. Molds, dies, drawings, checking and testing instruments which are owned by people outside the community and used to manufacture community goods, of which at least 75% are exported, also benefit from total relief. Special tools and instruments that are owned by a person outside the community that are provided free of charge to a person inside the community in order to manufacture goods, of which 100% are exported, can benefit from total relief. Samples that are imported in reasonable quantities in order to demonstrate goods benefit, as do goods to be exhibited or used at a public event that is not purely organized for the sale of goods. Works of art, imported for the purposes of exhibition, with a view to a possible sale, qualify. And finally, last but not least, spare parts, accessories, etc., used to repair or maintain other goods that have already been entered to the temporary importation regime, are granted total relief. For instance, in our example with the film crew, if some of the lights get broken, we may need to import specialist parts to repair them. If the goods you are importing don't fall within this massive list, then they may still benefit from total relief if they are imported occasionally for a maximum of 3 months. You can see this in Article 578, and goods not exceeding €4,000 can also benefit from total relief. Now we have looked at the items that qualify for total relief, let's look at how a person becomes authorized. The authorization can be made in a number of ways. The table appearing on your screen lists 7 types of temporary importation authorization. You will see in a minute that the authorizations range from the least complex on the left-hand side to the most complex going over to the right-hand side. The first type of authorization is a declaration by any other act. This is not really an application because you do not need to fill anything in. It is simply made by a person walking through the green channel. Because this is the most simple, it can only be used for some of the goods that we have already seen. For example, personal effects and goods for sporting purposes that have a maximum value of €4,000 can be entered this way. The second type of authorization is an oral authorization. Although it is called an oral declaration, customs still need a form to be completed. In the UK, this form is the C108. It is a very simple form which provides a written inventory of the articles being imported. The type of goods that can be imported using an oral authorisation include broadcasting equipment. The third type of authorisation is the simplified authorisation. This is applied for at the time of import, when the C88 is completed for the goods. You do not need to apply for it in advance. Completing the C88 with the correct CPC code constitutes the application. Customs will ask you to provide security for any duties that may be payable, which will be refunded or cancelled when the goods are re-exported. One important point is that this simplified authorisation cannot be used if you are claiming partial relief as opposed to total relief. The fourth type of authorisation is the simplified single community authorisation, which has essentially the same features as the simplified one that we have just mentioned. An additional benefit is that it will allow you to transfer goods to other member states. At the time of import, the importer needs to complete an information sheet form called an INF6 that accompanies the goods and is presented at the customs office of export. The next type of authorization is the full authorization, which covers a series of imports. It needs to be applied for in advance, and an application is made in the UK on form C&E1331. Customs have 30 days to either accept or reject the authorization, and like most other authorizations we have seen already, it will last for a maximum 3-year period. The authorization number is quoted on the C88 when goods are imported to the temporary importation regime. The single community authorization is really a mixture of the simplified single community authorization and a full one. Application is made in advance on the form in Annex 67 of the implementing regs. Because transfers to other member states could occur, then the other member states have 30 days in which to object to the authorization being granted. The final, perhaps most complex of all of the authorizations, is an integrated authorization, which we have mentioned in previous lectures. This simply means that we are combining temporary importation with another customs procedure. For example, customs warehousing, inward processing relief, etc. Like any relief that is operated, the importer must keep sufficient records in order that customs can ensure that the temporary importation procedure has been carried out correctly. These records have to be kept for a 4-year period for customs duty purposes. The records should ideally show the following information. Firstly, the goods that have been entered to temporary importation. Secondly, the amount of any security that has been provided. Thirdly, when and where the goods were first entered to the procedure, where the goods are located at any given time, the locations where the goods will be used, and the last two conditions are how the goods are identified, for instance, marks and serial numbers, and when and where the goods are going to be exported. This enables customs to ensure that the procedure is carried out correctly. Have a go at the examples on the screen. There are 7 types of authorization. There is a list in front of you of the 7 types, but they are missing words or letters. You need to complete the missing words or letters to reveal the 7 types of authorization. Once you have attempted them all, press the Enter key to reveal the answers. The authorizations are the declaration by any other act, the oral authorization, the simplified authorization, the simplified single community authorization, the full authorization, the single community authorization, and the integrated authorization.